for his mercy, for his mercies, and your love forever. Amen. For his mercies, and your love forever. Hey. Hallelujah.
A miracle today.
come and do, oh, come and do a miracle, a miracle today. Hallelujah, come and do a miracle, a miracle today. Your name is Yahweh, your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle walking God, your name is Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh, 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 your name is Yahweh, you are the miracle walking God, your name is Yahweh, brother, you are highly lifted up. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh yeah, you are highly lifted up. There is no one like you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh yeah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord, just worship him. Let's bless his holy name. He's the most high God. There's none like unto him. He's the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the ancient of days, the mighty morning star. Father, we thank you for another wonderful time in your presence. Father, we appreciate you. Father, we lift you up. We bow before your throne. There's none like unto you. You are such a great God. You are the mighty God. You are such a mighty God. No, Lord, we worship you. Who is like unto thee? Oh my God, among the gods who is like unto thee, you are glorious in holiness, you are fearful in praising, you are doing wonders at me. Father, we worship you, we bless your holy name. He said, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Father, we thank you for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. Just lift up your voice, begin to thank your mighty God. He is worthy to be praised. There is none like unto you over your family. We say thank you very much. If not for God that been on our side, what are we be saying by now? Father, we worship you, we bless you. We give you all the glory. I pray. Help yourself tonight. Worship the Lord. Worship his holy name. He is worthy to be praised. There is none like unto him. He is I am that I am. The lily of valley. The bright and morning star. Holy one show. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we give you all the glory and adoration. Thank you for your grace that is more than sufficient. You are such a mighty God. You are the almighty God. The beginning and the ending. The author and the finisher. The Alpha and the Omega. Father, we bless you. Over our children, we say thank you very much. Over our family, we say thank you very much. The devil are fighting, but God, you are prevailing. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. despite the number of people that died in this pandemic situation, God has been preventing the arrow to locate us. He has been putting the shield over our family. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. We give you all the glory. We adore you, Lord. We lift you up high. We march before your throne. We give you all the glory. We worship you. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you glory. We lift up our voice and just worship the Lord tonight. Worship you, we worship you. Holy Spirit, Masuta Nebrosotoya, you are worthy to be praised. Oh yeah, Eyini Baba, Tutu Baba, Eyini Baba, Tutu Baba, no, oh yeah, Eyini Baba. My Father, I thank you for the opportunity to pray again tonight. Open your mouth and pray the Lord. Thank the Lord for the opportunity. Many desire to pray, but they are in the grave at the moment. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to call upon you again tonight. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we adore you. We lift you up high. We bow before your throne. Thank you for being there for us at all times. Holy way, show. Tell your mouth. Open your mouth and thank the Lord. Thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him. He's worthy of our praise. There's none like unto him. For the opportunity to still be alive today. Look at the number of people that died on over the world, almost millions. Father, we thank you for your family, for yourself, for your destiny, for your family all in advance, home and abroad. Father, we say thank you, Lord. Be thou exalted in Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father, whatever sin I've committed in my life, that want to stand down again my prayer tonight. Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Whatever sin that want to stand against me tonight. Have mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy, have mercy. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy tonight. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy tonight. Open your heart and pray, pray, pray. Ask God for mercy. In the name of Jesus. Open your heart and pray, pray, pray. Pray, Masutana Baba Baba Baba. In the name of Jesus, have mercy to them, mercy to them, have mercy to them. Ask God for mercy, ask God for mercy. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We are praying. Say, heaven over my life. Open by fire. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Heaven over my life. Please open, 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 open. Open to them by fire. Heaven over my situation. Open to them by fire. In the name of Jesus. Let the heaven open. Heaven must open. Tell the heaven to open. Open your life tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, pray, pray. Aha. Pray, 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 pray. Heaven over my life. Open to them by fire. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray, 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 pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Heaven over my life. Open tonight. In Jesus. Jesus, then we are praying. Lift up your voice and pray this one out of here. Say, oh Lord, my Father, wherever my destiny has been tied down, release me tonight in the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. God must release you. Tonight is the prayer of the prayer. God must release you in the name of Jesus. Everywhere my glory has been tied down. Everywhere my children have been tied down. Everywhere my marriage has been tied down. Oh, Lord, my Father. Oh, yeah, deliver me. Oh, Lord, deliver me. Open your mouth and pray. Anywhere your wife, your husband have been tied down, Father, deliver them tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, pray, pray. Father, deliver, 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 deliver. deliver me tonight, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver me. Father, deliver me. Father, deliver me. Father, deliver me. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Beloved, this is the month of May. The year is going on slow by slow. Before you know it like this, it's already December. We are celebrating Christmas again. And we are entering another new year. Beloved, there are some things that God must do this year in your life. If God do not do this year, beloved, it might take a longer time to achieve it. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Every good thing you have started in my life. Oh, wow. Before the end of this year, perfect them in the name of Jesus. Pray. Every good thing you have started in my life. Every good project you have started in my life. Every good thing you have started in my destiny. Oh, wow. Before the end of this year, oh, wow. Complete them. Father, complete them. Father, complete them. Open your water. Pray. Tell God to complete them tonight. In the name of Jesus, every good project that the Lord has completed and has started in your life, He must complete them. He must complete them. He must complete them. He must complete them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, complete them tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hope you understand. Pray. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Say, every garment of shame and disgrace designed for me and my family. Catch fire! In the name of Jesus, send the garment of fire tonight. My sister, my brother, help yourself in that prayer. Nobody will help you. Help yourself tonight. Every garment of shame and disgrace, designed for your children, designed for your marriage, designed for your destiny, designed for your life, oh yes, set them on fire. Set them on fire. Set them on fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your water. Set those garments on fire tonight. In the name of Jesus, set those garments on fire. Don't wait for anybody. Just set the garment on fire. Set the garment on fire tonight. In the name of Jesus, set the garment on fire. In Jesus' name, we are praying. We are going to pray this one loud and clear. Beloved, there are some agents, their duty is to spread bad news. Their duty is to spread bad news. But I have a word for somebody here. Every bad news that is prepared for you and your family this year, if your amen is loud, I cancel them by fire tonight. Be canceled, be canceled, be canceled. Over your children, you will not hear bad news. Over your marriage, there will be no bad news. Over your husband, there will be no bad news. Over your destiny, there will be no bad news. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray like this. Say, powers that has determined to give me bad news this year. Masuta la ba 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 rekeseteya. I beg you, pray that prayer. Say, every power that has determined to give me bad news this year. You are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus, every wicked power that has determined to give me bad news this year, enough is enough. Now you know why we need to pray. Pray. Agent of bad news, open your heart and pray. Cancel it tonight. Cancel them tonight. Cancel them tonight. I beg you in the name of Jesus, every power that has determined to give me bad news this year, I cancel it. I cancel it. Over my children, that will never be bad news. Over my wife, that will not be bad news. Over my destiny, that will not be bad news. Over my ministry, that will not be bad news. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. The Bible makes us to understand that 40 people bind themselves together. They say they will not eat, they will not drink until they kill Paul. Why? Because Paul was doing what God has ordained him to do in life. He was against Christ before, but when he talked to Christ, the enemy were determined to waste him. I am praying for everyone on the line tonight. In the name that is above every other name, the Bible said, though and join hand together, the wicked will never go unpunished. Anyone planning wickedness for you, anyone that wants to cry over your children, anyone that wants to cry over your family, today by the power in the name of Jesus, they shall be wasted. In the name of Jesus, they shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. On behalf of your children, you will never cry. In the name of Jesus, over your family, you will never cry. Over your destiny, you will never cry. In the name of Jesus, they gathered themselves together, 40 of them in number, and they determined that they will not eat nor drink until they kill Paul. I don't know who is praying satanic prayer against your family. I don't know who is praying satanic prayer against your life. Anyone that is fasting so that will destroy you, in the name that is above every other name, as the Lord destroyed the enemy of Abraham, they shall totally be destroyed. As the Lord destroyed the enemy of Moses, they shall be totally be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray this next one. Say this one loud and clear. Say, any power boasting against my God, oh God, arise. Show yourself in the name of Jesus. Pray. Any situation, say, where is my God? Any circumstances, say, where is your God? Oh God, arise. Oh, do I show yourself? Oh Lord, show yourself. Over your situation, God must arise. Over your destiny, God must arise. Open your heart and pray. In the name of Jesus, anyone say, where is your God? God must arise tonight. In the name of Jesus, God must arise tonight. In the name of Jesus, God must arise tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray like this. Say, whoever is hiding the key of my destiny, before I share the grace in tonight's prayer line, release them by fire. In the name of Jesus, release. In the name of Jesus, anyone hiding the key to my destiny, hiding the key to my next level, hiding the key to your marriage, hiding the key to your destiny, hiding the key to your paper, hiding the key to your business life, oh wow, before I share the grace into last prayer, in the name that is above every other name, they must release them. Help yourself. Release them tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, release them. They must release them. In the name of Jesus, they must release them. In the name of Jesus, open your heart and pray. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray for yourself. Say, every evil dream that I have dreamt in the past, whether I can remember them or not. Beloved, the Bible says, while men slept, the enemy came and saw tears upon their wheat and went their way. And they have disciples of Jesus. Did we not plant good seed in this place? He said, what you can see? It was the enemy that did it. Ha! Whatever the enemy has done in your family that is making you cry day and night, whatever they have tampered with in your glory, that is making you feel uncomfortable, whatever they have done in your marriage that is affecting your peace, tonight by the power and the name of Jesus, I undo them. I undo them tonight. I undo them tonight. I undo them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, there are so many transactions going on in the dream. And if you are not careful, the enemy can use that dream to destroy somebody's life. They can use that dream to destroy somebody's destiny. But tonight I stand as an oracle of the Most High God. Any evil dream that is planning to come to pass over your life, over your family, over your marriage, over your children, whether you can remember them or not, I cancel the dream by the blood of Jesus. I cancel the dream tonight. I cancel in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Now turn it to prayer. Say, any evil dream that I have dreamt in my life, whether I can remember them or not, I counsel you tonight in the name of Jesus. Hope you are pray. Counsel the dream. Counsel the dream tonight. My sister, counsel the dream in the name of Jesus. The dream of failure, the dream of disappointment, the dream of delay, I counsel them tonight. The dream of sickness, I counsel them tonight. Hope you are pray. Counsel the dream tonight. Counsel the dream tonight. Tonight is tonight. In the name of Jesus, counsel the dream tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your heart and pray. Cancel the dream in the name of Jesus. In Jesus, Mighty them, we are praying. You have to pray this next one for yourself. I beg you, don't joke with this prayer. There are some battles that we are fighting that are older than our ages. They are older than our age. Why? They are called the foundational inherited battle. They are older than your age. You are fighting it, but you don't know what is going on. You are going to lift up a voice loud and clear. Say, battles older than my age. That is affecting my life now. Die. Command the battle to die. Command the battle to die. Battle older than your age. In the name of Jesus, there was that. 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 They must die. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, the next 7 prayers. If you want to create space for yourself. Something is about to happen in the spiritual. And I beg you in the name of Jesus, don't let anything distract you. You are praying against strange battles. Beloved, this prayer point we're about to pray now, it will go to the 4th generation. If you can pray now, I can tell you, every arranged battle for your future, you are about to deal with them today. In the name of Jesus, I want to shout this one loud and clear. Say, every strange battle in my life that is standing like a wall of Jericho between me and my next level, scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Every strange battle, you didn't understand, standing like a wall of Jericho between me and my next level. Oh, yes, scatter down. Oh, yes, scatter down. Oh, yes, scatter down. Oh, yes, scatter down. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter now. In the name of Jesus. Every strange battle, standing like a wall of Jericho between me and my next level, I command you to scatter. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself in that prayer, my sister. Pray, 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 pray. This strange battle must scatter. This strange battle must scatter. In the name of Jesus, this strange battle must scatter. In the name of Jesus, this strange battle must scatter. Aha! In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. Have you ever heard the story before? That somebody suddenly they said, you are sick. You are sick within yourself. You are not comfortable. And you go to the doctor. They do all tests. They did everything. They say your body system is okay. But you know yourself that you are sick inside of you. It's called the strange battle. Because there's no x-ray that can see the powers of Father's house. There's no x-ray that can see principality. There's no x-ray that can see infirmity. I am praying for somebody here. Masutale cross etoboya. In the name that is above every other name, every strange battle in your life that is fighting you day and night, if your amen is loud, it is scattered tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter. 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 In Jesus' name, we are praying. We are going to pray the next one. Thank you, Lord. We are talking about strange battles. You know, if you can pray this prayer, I've told you already, there will be strange testimony in your life. There will be strange discovery that God is doing what I've been passing through. You are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. Say, every strong man in my Father's house, behind my problem, your time is up. Die. Pray for your children and your grandchildren. Every battle in your father's house, in your mother's house, in your in-law side. If you are married, mention your in-law. Every strange battle going on in your in-law side, affecting your destiny, affecting your marriage. Today is their hand. They must die. 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 Aha. Pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. Pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. There are some battles that their duty is to frustrate the works of your hand. You try this one, it doesn't work. You try that one, it doesn't work. How can you look big outside when you have nothing inside? You know yourself that there's something wrong with you. You know you have read all the kind of books you are supposed to read. You have gone to university, you come out with the flying colors. And yet there is nothing to show for it in your life. It's a strange battle. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every strange battle, aside to frustrate my marriage. Hey, say every strange battle, aside to frustrate the work of my hand. You are a liar. Scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, scatter. Oh yes, scatter. Oh yes, scatter. Help yourself tonight. Scatter, scatter, scatter. Every strange battle that want to frustrate the work of your hand. You are trying very hard, but there's nothing to show for it. It's a strange battle tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Every strange battle that say you will not make it. Every strange battle that say you will not enjoy your marriage. You are a liar. Da, da, da. Aha, pray. In the name of Jesus, help yourself, yourself, yourself. Aha, my sister, pray. Every strange battle in your life, they must die tonight. They must die tonight. Every strange battle fighting your marriage, every strange battle fighting your paper, every strange battle fighting your health, every strange battle fighting your life. Oh yeah, they must collapse tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, they must collapse tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying, beloved. Number four of that prayer on strange battle. Some of us, it is difficult for you to meet your helpers of destiny. You are struggling alone. You struggle to start primary school. You struggle up to secondary school. You struggle to even get married. After marriage, you still struggle in marriage. And everything is just struggle upon struggle. Why? Because you have not located that helper of destiny. Beloved, why would you need somebody to get to somewhere? Why are you not there yet? Why are you struggling and striving to get there, but yet you are not there yet? I am praying for somebody here tonight. In the name that is above every other name, every power that is chasing your helper away, every will tonight. In the name of Jesus, God told Moses, he said, go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. He said, who is that your God that will let you go? But by the time that God showed himself, Pharaoh and his chariots, they entered the Red Sea, they did not open. When he was going to open the Red Sea, they followed the children of Israel and they perished completely. God was not interested in how many of them they are, but he sank all their enemies at once. I am decree to somebody here, in the name that is above every other name, every enemy fighting your marriage, every enemy fighting your children, every enemy fighting your destiny, every enemy say you will not move forward, anyone that has entered to witchcraft because of your family, today every will silence them. Every will silence them. Every will silence them. Their God will silence them. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will silence them. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. We are still praying. See, every strange battles chasing helpers away from me. Ha! You are a liar. Da, 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 da. Pray. Every strange battle in my life, chasing divine help pass away. In the name of Jesus, they must die tonight. They must die tonight. They must die tonight. Open your water prayer. They must die tonight. Every strange battle, chasing help pass away. In the name of Jesus, they must die. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your water prayer. Help yourself. Who? In the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. It's strange. In Jesus. Mighty them will pray. I am praying for somebody here tonight. Hey, before we pray the last prayer point, three prayer points on that strange battle, I decree to your life, the strange health problem that you've got, yet you have done all what you need to do, nothing came up. They say you are okay. Just like the woman with issue of blood, the Bible says she spent all that she has. She has exhausted all herself and she located Jesus. Tonight I am praying in the name that is above every other name. Anyone sick here, maritally sick, financially sick, health-wise sickness, in the name that is above every other name, the balm of Gilead with the Jesus Christ, I decree he will heal you tonight. You shall be healed 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 tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. He said he was bruised for our iniquity I pray for you today. By the he was wounded for our transgression. He said, by the stripe of Jesus, you are healed. The chastisement of peace was upon him. Ha! Masotalebo, Maruka Sata. By the stripe of Jesus, you are healed. I am decreed to everyone sick here. In the name that is above every other name, with a sevenfold amen. I don't know the name of that sickness, but I know a particular name. He said he has given us a name that is above every other name. At the mention of that name, at the mention of that name, at the mention of that name, every knee must bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. I don't know what the doctor has told you concerning what you are passing through, but tonight I decree the name of Jesus shall heal you tonight. You shall be healed 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 tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I prophesy to somebody's life. In the name that is above every other name, the sickness you saw, the sickness that is confirmed before you call this prayer line, after tonight, in the name that is above every other name, you shall see them no more. In the mighty name of Jesus, so shall it be. In Jesus' name, we are praying. We are making progress. We are going to pray the next one like this. Say, every strange battles in my life aside to frustrate me. You are a liar. Scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Every strange battle that want to frustrate me, in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, scatter. Oh yes, scatter. Oh yes, scatter. Oh yes, scatter. Help yourself, yourself, yourself. Help yourself tonight, in the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight. My brother, pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, every strange battle aside to frustrate your life, you are a liar. Da. In the name of Jesus, command them to die tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. This next one. Two more to go on that same battle. I beg you, please pray this one very well. Especially if you know that what you are doing at the moment now is far below what you are supposed to be doing. This next prayer point is your prayer point. If you know that God has ordained you to be a medical doctor, you have been trained to be a medical doctor, and you are working as a cleaner in Tesco, there is something wrong somewhere. You need to pray yourself out of that prayer. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. Say, every strange battles in my life assigned to mess up my talent and my skills. Ah, you are a liar. Scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Masuta la baba baba roba baba. Zekele broso tomata ya baba. Open your mouth and pray. That is it. Every strange battle in my life, I start to mess up my talent. I start to mess up my skill. I start to mess up your degree. In the name of Jesus, oh yes, scatter the battle. 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 Open your mouth and pray. Zekele bo bo bo. Masita la baba baba roba baba. Today's the day. In the name of Jesus, something must happen in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, something must happen in your destiny. In the name of Jesus, this strange battle, I want to mess up your career. I want to mess up your destiny. I want to mess up your skills. I want to mess up your degree. I want to mess up your talent. They must stop tonight. They must stop tonight. They must stop tonight. They must stop tonight. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. Beloved, two more to go. You are going to pray for this one. See, every strange battle in my life that is assigned to turn my giver to a beggar. Ha! People have been calling you. Can you please help me? You say, okay, don't worry. Give me your account number. You've been paying into the account number. They have been giving. You have been giving to nations. You have been giving to people. There is a battle. I met one man before in this country. He said he has houses, not house, houses in this country. When you see him, you will feel like giving him £1 to survive himself. Why? A battle entered his life that turned a giver to a beggar. I am praying for somebody on the line tonight. In the name that is above every other name, every problem that want to enter your family in order to make you from top to the bottom, in order to naked your family, in order to turn a giver to a beggar, in the name that is above every other name, with your loud amen, that battle shall scatter. It shall scatter tonight. 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 In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray. See, every battle that is strange in my life. As I was hold on my giver to a beggar. You are a liar. Scatter by fire. Every battle that want to turn my giver to a beggar. You are a liar. Scatter tonight. Oh yeah, scatter tonight. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Open your other prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself in that prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every battle that want to stone your giver to a beggar. You are a liar. Die in Jesus' name. We are prayed. We are going to pray this next one, which is the last one of the stream battle. The last one of the stream battle. We are going to shout this one without apologies to any power. See every strange battle in my life that want to mess up my destiny. Ah, yes. That want to turn my life upside down. Hey, you are a liar. Scatter by fire. Open your mouth and pray. His Bible says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and power. Every battle in my life that want to mess up your life, to turn you from head to tail, that want to turn you upside down, you are a liar. Da, 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 da. Aha. Pray. Help yourself tonight. Something must happen. Something must happen. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus, every battle that want to turn you from the head to tail, in the name of Jesus, they must scatter tonight. They must scatter tonight. They must scatter tonight. They must scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus, they must scatter tonight. Open your eyes. Pray. Aha. Pray. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight, my sister. Pray that prayer. The battle that want to turn your life upside down. You are a liar. Da. Aha. Yes. Da. Every battle that want to turn your life upside down. You are a liar. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus. Da. Aha. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4 verse 18. In Luke 4 18. It said, the Spirit of God is upon me. Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. I don't know somebody here tonight. You are poor in spirit. You are poor physically. You are poor spiritually. Tonight I decree, the Spirit of the Almighty God shall rest upon you. He said he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. I don't know the person I'm talking to tonight. You have been disappointed. You have been let down. You have done all what you could do, yet people still turn you as an enemy. I decree to your life tonight, mercy tenebos to riakasa padawa. In the name that is above every other name, the Almighty God is about to lift you up. In the name of Jesus, from the dungeon where the enemy has placed you, I see you coming out of it. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. He said he has sent me to heal the broken and dead, to preach deliverance to the captives. I don't know who you are tonight. This is my assignment for you tonight. Any aspect of your life that the enemy has tied down, they have tied down your marriage. You are not even enjoying the marriage anymore. They have tied down your womb. Your womb is not producing baby. You have tied down your destiny. Nobody said I want to marry you. You have tied down your career. You have tried to move on. Tonight, by the power in the name of Jesus, I speak deliverance to your life. In the name of Jesus, be delivered. 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 Be delivered tonight. Aha. Thank you, Lord. Not only that, he said, I'm recovering of sight to those who are blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised. I don't know how the enemy has tampered with your glory, whether you like it or not. In the name that is above every other name, God will turn you from tail to the head in the name of Jesus. After tonight's prayer, I have a word for 7 people here. In the name that is above every other name, people shall soon gather to celebrate Jesus in your life. In the name of Jesus, from today, I decree and I declare, you are unstoppable. You are untouchable. In the name of Jesus, I decree to your life, every enemy of your life that refuse to let you go, in the name of Jesus, God will silence them completely. In the name of Jesus, when they gather together against Moses, in Numbers chapter 16, Moses said, God, if these people die ordinary death, they will not know that you have sent me. Get an uncommon thing happened to them. As Moses was speaking, in In Numbers chapter 16, the Bible recorded that the ground opened up and all the enemies of Moses, plus their husband, plus their wife, plus their cousin, plus all those who didn't even know about it, they were all buried alive. I decree today, every agenda of darkness that does not want your family to move forward, every agenda of darkness that does not want to work against your life, today, in the name of Jesus, the judgment of God shall fall upon them. In the name of Jesus, the judgment of Jehovah shall fall upon them. In the name of Jesus, as from today, men will go out of their way to begin to help you. In the mighty name of Jesus, where you have been tolerated, you shall be celebrated there. In the name of Jesus, where you have been rejected, you shall be selected for good. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, every yoke in your life is broken tonight. In the name of Jesus, I speak to seven people here. Your breakthrough is non-negotiable. Nobody will stop you anymore. You shall move forward by fire. The God that changed the story of Joseph within 24 hours, that same God will change your story to glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not die untimely. In the name of Jesus, you will see your children's children. In the mighty name of Jesus, beloved, where was the mother of Joseph when Joseph became the prime minister? The mother of Joseph was already in the grave. Where was the mother of David? When David became the king, the mother of David was already in the grave. I am praying for every parent and the parent to be tonight. When your children are doing good things in life, in the name that is above every other name, you will not be found wanting. In the name of Jesus, you will not be found wanting. In the name of Jesus, nobody will replace you. In the mighty name of Jesus, nobody will replace your husband. In the name of Jesus, when you are doing good things in life, nobody will replace you. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray for somebody again tonight. Every power anywhere that has programmed a particular day when your children are doing good things in life, when our children are doing good things in life, and say, let us stand up 1 minute silent for them. I decree today, any power that has concluded that evil agenda concerning any family represented here tonight, heaven will silence them. In the name of Jesus, God will silence them. In the name of Jesus, and the name of the Lord shall be glorified. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Open your Bible quickly with me to the book of Zechariah. That's the second to the last book in the Old Testament. The book of Zechariah. Open your Bible to the book of Zechariah. The second to the last book in the Old Testament. Want to pray some prayers from that scripture now? I start from verse 1. Thank you, Jesus. The book of Zechariah, everybody must open it and listen very carefully. The book of Zechariah, chapter 1. The book of Zechariah, chapter 1. I read only 3 scriptures there. The book of Zechariah, chapter 1, verse 18. I want you to listen very carefully. Zechariah 1:18. He said, then I raised my eyes and looked. Please follow the scripture very well. And there were 4 horns. 1, 2, 3, 4 horns. That's verse 18. In verse 19, then I said to the angel that was talking with me. That means the angel was talking to Zechariah. What are these horns for? Beloved, everything written in the Bible is for our own learning. Whether they are in the Old Testament or the New Testament. But we need to learn and pray about it. He said, what are these horns for? So he answered and said to me, in verse 19, these are the horns that scatter Judah. Let me stop there for now. Beloved, the word Judah in Hebrew language means praise. This is a spiritual deep message. There are some things that mess up people's destiny. There are some paintings that disrupt what is making you happy. What we are supposed to be dancing with, there are some power that scatter it. He said, these are the horns that scatter Judah, comma, that scatter Israel, comma, and scatter Jerusalem. Are you following me? In verse 20, because I'm going to tell you what this all signified now. In verse 20, it said, then the Lord showed me four us the craftsmen. Some Bible called them carpenters. He showed me some four carpenters. And I said, what are these coming to do? What is the duty of these carpenters? And he said something clearly. He said, then the Lord showed me, he said, these are the ones that scatter Judah. If you look at verse 19, they mention three nations: Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. But if you look at verse 20, the only thing mentioned was Judah. Why? Because there are some things that's supposed to make us dance and happy. There's a power in the spirit realm that scatter them. Out of those three things, why will it be Judah again that was mentioned? I am praying for somebody here. Any power that wants to scatter what will make your family happy, heaven will silence them tonight. In the name of Jesus. He said, these are the ones that scatter Judah. Why? He says, so that no one, listen to this scripture, brother. No one, that means there's nobody could lift up their head. In some families, there is power that keep people below. He said, no one, nobody in the, could lift up their head. But the craftsmen, the good news, are coming to terrify them and to cast these arms of the nations and lifted up their horns against the land of Judah to scatter it. That means the carpenters are coming to scatter these arms. I am praying for somebody here. Every power and the principality that has determined to mess up your family, in the name that is above every other name, the carpenter of heaven will silence them. In the name of Jesus. What are these arms for? Go to Ephesians chapter 6. I'll show you these four arms now. Ephesians chapter 6. We are opening three scriptures tonight. Ephesians chapter 6. Thank you, Jesus. I'll mention the four arms now. Ephesians chapter 6. And I read just only one verse there. Verse 12. Ephesians 6. Verse 12. Thank you, Jesus. Ha. Verse 12. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That means you are not fighting physical human being. So when we pray, die, we are not praying against personal human being. It says, but against principality on number one. Against power on number two. Against rulers of darkness of this world on number three. And against spiritual wickedness in high places on number four. Forms, the principality, number one, against powers, number two, against rulers of darkness, of this one, number three, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is not human being at all. This is a spiritual deep message. So when we want to pray the next level of prayer, let me tell you one thing. If you know those of us who come from Nigeria, when you are even watching some Nollywood prayer, well, all this, they use on to curse people. They use on in a mysterious way. Beloved, this is scripture now. So that nobody in a family could raise up their head. Nobody, you are trying to make it happen, but yet they didn't make it happen. I am praying for somebody here. Any principality, any power, any rulers of darkness of this world, any spiritual wickedness in high places that is against your family, heaven will silence them tonight. In the name of Jesus, they shall be silenced. They shall be silenced. They shall be silenced. They shall be silenced. In Jesus' name, we pray. How does this honor operate? Listen very carefully to this before we start praying now. When you notice that you have never enjoyed peace in your life, in your career, in your marriage, it might be as a result of this under oppression. Number two, when you see good things in the dream, but they did not come to pass in your life. You see yourself getting married in the dream, yes, marriage is not coming physically. No man, you see yourself getting good job in the dream, yes, no job is coming physically. It's as a result of this spiritual arm that might be. Say, no one could raise up their head. Number three, when you have great talent, but there is nothing to show for it, and they are used on to finish the person. When you have great skills, great talent, but there is nothing to show for it, that means the arm might be under oppression. Number four, when one problem goes out of your life and immediately another one enters, you are still praying against foundational power. As soon as foundation deliver you, you see sickness. After sickness, you see poverty. These are the agendas of these arms. Thank God for the carpenter that came to come and scorch this on away. I am praying for 7 people here tonight. In the name that is above every other name. If your amen can be loud wherever you are, I decree and I declare any spiritual arm that has tied down your life, that has tied down your marriage, that has tied down your children, that has tied down your destiny, that has tied down your career, today by the power in the name of Jesus, the arm is broken tonight. The carpenter of heaven will scatter the arm. They will scatter the arm. They will scatter the arm. They will scatter the arm. In the name of Jesus, say every arm used against my family. Ha! Carpenter of heaven, scatter them tonight in the name of pray. Let the carpenter of heaven begin to scatter the arm. Everyone that be used against your life, against your marriage, oh yeah, let the carpenter of heaven, oh yeah, scatter. Ha! Pray. Let the carpenter of heaven scatter the arm. Let the carpenter of heaven scatter the arm. Why are your children not making it? Is this man? Oh, put your water prayer. Anyone that has used any arm to curse your children, heaven will silence them tonight. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Listen to me. I told you earlier, when you are jumping from one problem to the other, the sack today, no job tomorrow, they will drop paper tomorrow. These are the agendas of spiritual on. Number five, when you are growing in age without any tangible achievement. Yes, you graduated, no problem. Yes, everything was okay, no problem. You were even very handsome, yeah, no problem. But there is nothing to show for it. The level you were 10 years ago is still where you are today. Beloved, they have used on in the spiritual, the principality, the power, the rulers of darkness in this world, and the spiritual wickedness in high places. They are against you. You need to pray tonight. Number six, when you are being pursued by the spirit of death and hell, you need to pray against the spiritual arm. When good things don't last in your life, you try a relationship, yet it doesn't work. This one will carry you, drop it, this one will carry you. It's as a result of this spiritual arm. When you find that like good things don't last in your life, beloved, you need to really pray the prayer we're praying tonight. What I do know is this song. It said, when you are battling with situation for so long without understanding the battle behind it. Did this say spiritual wickedness of this place? He said, in high places. If you are fighting those kind of power, beloved, let me tell you one thing. You find out that they will get to your life unhindered. But tonight, the prayer we're about to pray, to come up to that prayer, you will find out that the spiritual wickedness will be silent forever. We are going to use these four things against our life. We're going to pray against the powers, the principality, the rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in that places. We are going to command the carpenter of heaven to crush those things. If those carpenter can crush this one, I can promise you one thing, God will accelerate your life. Because these are the things blocking things from coming to reality in your life. When you are sick and the doctors are saying you are okay, it might be as a result of this spiritual wickedness. When you are just enduring your marriage and you are not enjoying it, it's as a result of this spiritual wickedness. Then what do we do? What you need to do, you need only one source. Go to 1 John chapter 3. That's the solution. 1 John chapter 3, that's the solution to tonight's prayer. And that will drag us to the next level of prayer. Just one verse there. 1 John chapter 3. Thank you, Jesus. That is the second to the last book, or third to the last book in the New Testament. First John chapter 3. I want to read only one verse there. Please, everybody must use that verse to pray tonight before you sleep. Use that verse to pray, and I will tell you the prayer point. 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. The Bible says, he who sin is of the devil. So listen carefully to that. Sin might be as the result whereby the principality, the power, the rulers of darkness, and the spiritual wickedness in high places, they could walk in your life unhindered if you are living in sin. He said, for evil sin is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning, but that's not where I'm going. But for this purpose, the Son of God, which is Jesus, was made manifest. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest. For this purpose, the reason why God created Jesus was that he might destroy the works of the devil. Beloved, so the prayer we are going to pray tonight is to destroy the work of the devil. But to destroy the work of the devil, you need to anchor yourself to Jesus and run away from sin. If you are in sin and you pray this prayer, you are wasting your life in time. But if you have given your life to Christ and you now hold on to the pillar of Jesus and say, no, I will not let you go unless you bless me, then it can destroy the works of Satan in your life. How can you graduate at the age of 22 and yet at 38, yet no man say I want to marry you? Something is wrong somewhere. I want to pray for them. As we go to the last set of prayer tonight, in the name that is above every other name, every power working against your life shall bow tonight in the name of Jesus. So the prayer you are going to pray tonight before you sleep is that 1 John chapter 3 verse 8. See, you're going to say, Father, destroy every works of the devil in my life in the name of Jesus. Pray. Father, destroy the works, everyone, not one, not two, not three, not four, every works of the devil in my life. Father, destroy them. Father, destroy the works of the devil in my life. Jesus, destroy the works of the devil in my family. Destroy the works of the devil in my life. Destroy the works of the devil in my destiny. Destroy the works of the devil in my marriage. Destroy the works of the devil in my family. Destroy the works of the devil in my destiny. Destroy the works of the devil in the name of Jesus. Destroy the works of the devil in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your heart and pray. In Jesus mighty name we are praying. Ha. You are going to turn to prayer now. We are about to pray some prayer now. I told you there are four horns, and those four horns are powers, principalities, rulers of darkness in high places, and spiritual wickedness in high places. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every power that has determined to ruin my life and my family. Hey. You are a liar! Die! Aha! Pray. Every power that has determined to ruin my life, I told you there are four of them, that has determined to ruin my marriage, to ruin my children's life, to ruin my family, you are a liar. Be wasted tonight in the name of Jesus. Be wasted tonight. Every power that has determined to ruin the aspects of my family, be wasted tonight in Jesus' name. We are praying, beloved. In Luke chapter 7 verse 11, the Bible talks about the widow of Nain. That woman, the only thing that is making her happy in life was a son. The Bible says she was a widow, but there was a son in her life. But suddenly, the powers, they entered that family and killed only son. They did not go to houses that got 10 children. They did not go to houses that got 20 children. They went to a woman who happened to be a widow. I am praying for somebody here. Anyone that wants to tamper with the life of your children, anyone that wants to tamper with the life of your children, of your marriage, of your destiny, heaven will silence them tonight. In the name of Jesus, God will silence them. God will silence them. God will silence them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Aha. That's number one. Number two is principality. When those who come from secondary school in Nigeria, they call the head of the school principal. So we are talking about principalities now. Imagine that you cannot see them physically. You are going to lift up a voice and pray this one. See every principality in charge of my life, scattered by fire. Open your mouth and pray. You that principality in charge of my life, I scatter you tonight in the name of Jesus. In charge of my marriage, in the name of Jesus, every principality that has determined to tamper with the affairs of my family, be wasted. Be wasted in the name of Jesus. Be wasted in the name of Jesus. Aha, pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha, pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Principality must scatter in Jesus. Mighty them who pray. Psalm 91 make us understand. He said, thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night. There is a terror by night. David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but I fear no evil, for God is with me. Beloved, we are going to pray number three like this. We want to pray against the rulers of darkness. That's the third one. The rulers of darkness of this world. Lift up your voice and pray. Say, every rulers of darkness of this world that does not allow good things to locate my family, you are a liar, scattered by fire. Pray. Help yourself tonight. We are making serious progress. In the name of Jesus, open your heart. Pray. Every rulers of darkness in this world, against my marriage, against my children, against my family, against my family member abroad, against my parents, against my wife, against my destiny, against my ministry, scatter them tonight. Against my doubt, scatter them tonight. Open your heart and pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. Lastly, we are going to pray for the last power. Then we'll be able to round up tonight. The last one is, it says spiritual wickedness in high places. That means it is higher than where we can see. Wickedness. If you slap somebody and the person slap you back, that is not wickedness. That is retaliation. But you are making progress and some people are not happy about it and they are determined to pull you down. That is wickedness. You are going to lift up your voice. Say this one without apology to any power. Say spiritual wickedness in high places. Beloved, those are the power that attacked Job in Job chapter 1. In Job chapter 1, Job was upright, doing good very well. But the devil went to God. He said, God, is it not because you build a hedge around about this boy? That's why the boy, God said, no. He said, just remove the hedge. And let's see whether he will not deny you. But that day, in Job chapter 1, all the children of Job, they died one day. Why? Because there is spiritual wickedness of within high places. I am praying for every family here. In the name that is above every other name, every spiritual wickedness against your marriage, every spiritual wickedness against your family, every spiritual wickedness against your destiny, today they shall collapse. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we are going to possess spiritual wickedness in high places. Against my life, scattered by fire. Open your water, pray. Hope we are. Pray. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual wickedness against my marriage, against my children's life, against my family, in the name of Jesus, against my wife, scatter down. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. I am praying for everyone here tonight, including myself and my family. Every wicked grip upon your life, I command them to depart tonight. In the name of Jesus. Because of the prayer you have prayed tonight, the Lord will bring miracles that will terminate your past sufferings into your life. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, every wicked power that appears in your dream every night in order to molest you day and night, today God will silence them. In the name of Jesus, he said, from now henceforth, let no power touch me, for I bear my body the marks of love of Jesus Christ. Today, I put the mark of the Lord Jesus upon your life, upon your family, upon your daughters, upon your wife, upon your grandchildren, upon your children, in the name of Jesus. I am praying for somebody again tonight, in the name that is above every other name. Every knee, every knee must bow. Any sickness in your life, they must bow tonight. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will move from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. You will not cry over any member of your family. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. Beloved, before we share the grace, on Monday, by the grace of God, is our command the month service. It's going to be a longer service than this, just slightly longer than this. Command the month service. We want to speak to the month of June, which have been declared as the month of jubilation. We want to command, there will be prophecy to that month. And as you go to the month, the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. I beg you in the name of Jesus, invite someone to join it. And in that June, whether your enemy like it or not, it doesn't matter the lockdown, whether it's been east or not east, your family must jubilate in the mighty name of Jesus. So get yourself ready for it. It shall be well with you. Apology for taking about 8 minutes of your time tonight. I'm sorry about it. But the Lord, I'm sure he has blessed you tonight. And your blessings shall be permanent. In Jesus' Jesus' name we pray. So Monday by 10 o'clock UK time and Nigeria time, we are connecting again for what is called the Command the Month service. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Can we share the grace and fellowship? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. I am praying for somebody here. Ha. Whether you like it or not, in the name that is above every other name, you will testify to the goodness of God even before Monday in Jesus' name. So shall it be. This month, I pray, the remaining days of this month, no evil shall befall any one of us in the name of Jesus. And the Lord will see us through to the next month and beyond. And the name of the Lord shall be glorified. Cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Don't forget on Monday, Command the Month service. 10 o'clock to slightly more than 11:30 UK and Nigeria time. Amen. Seven miracle receiving, hallelujah. I want to go. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.